Parashas Vayeshev. The parasha begins Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Kanaan. And Yaakov settled in the land of his fathers, sojourning in the land of Canaan. Rashi says that the Medrash says that when the Pasuk says Vayeshev, Yaakov settled, it means that Yaakov was seeking to live in tranquility when the troubles of Yosef were thrust upon him. Whenever tzaddikim seek to live in tranquility, Hashem says, quote, it is not sufficient for tzaddikim to have what is prepared for them in Olam Haba, that they should also want to live in tranquility in this world. It seems from the Medrash that it is improper to want to live a life in tranquility in this world too. He should be happy with Olam Haba, tzaddik. He's going to have tranquility in Olam Haba, and he should not want tranquility in this world. Why is that so? And we see that there were great tzaddikim like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who did in fact live a tranquil life in this world. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that the history of Klal Yisrael is replete with numerous examples of tzaddikim who lived tranquil lives, untouched by tragedy, and he gives one example, such as Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. However, there is a fundamental difference between Yaakov Avinu and these other tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are always concerned with their ruchnias, the Olam Haba. Although they may live lives of tranquility in regards to material things of this world, they always fear that they may have compromised the Olam Haba, for perhaps they didn't have Avera. It says in the Medrash Tanchuma and Vayigash, Yaakov was assured that as long as none of his sons died during his lifetime, he would have a place in Olam Haba. Yaakov thought he may have had true tranquility, peace of mind in knowing that his Olam Haba was secured. However, once Yosef disappeared, he feared that Yosef was not alive, which would nullify this assurance, meaning that his Olam Haba was no longer guaranteed. So Yaakov Avinu had something that tzaddikim don't generally have. The Medrash says that as long as all his children would outlive him, all his sons would outlive him, he's guaranteed to be an Olam Haba. Now that Yosef HaTzadik, he believed, was no longer alive, that tranquility is gone. It doesn't mean the person is not trying to grow, but that Yaakov, again, he had this nevuah, and therefore he had tranquility. Rabbeinu Menachem, he says on this pasuk, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, all of the years that Yaakov Avinu was in Chutz Laaretz, he did not consider that he was dwelling there. He was always a sojourner. He was a visitor outside of Eretz Yisrael. It is only now that he's in Eretz Yisrael. Vayeshev Yaakov. Now he's going to dwell. Now Yaakov is telling us he dwelled. Until now he wasn't dwelling. He was passing through Eretz Yisrael. That's where Yaakov Avinu dwelled. It says in Abar Benel that Yaakov left his father's home and traveled to Lavan. It was while he was there that he worked on acquiring cattle and physical possessions. However, once he returned to his father's house, a land of Kedusha, he wanted to rest from all work, all physical work. He wanted only to further his Avodas Hashem on a ruchnius level, like his father. Medrash says, in Bereishis Rabba, B'shosh ha-tzadikim yoshim b'shalva, u'mevakshim leishe b'shalva b'olam hazeh ha-sotn bo mekatreg. At the time that tzadikim dwell in tranquility, and they seek to dwell in tranquility in this world, the sotn comes and is mekatreg on them. Is it not enough that tranquility is prepared for them in Olam Haba, that they also seek tranquility in this world? It is because of this that Yosef was sold and Yaakov was tormented by this sale. The difference between what we said earlier, the Medrash over there said that it was in actuality, that Medrash said HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that said, is it not enough to live in tranquility in the Olam Haba? Over here, we have the Satan saying it and coming and being mekatrik on the tzaddik who wants to live in tranquility in this world. It says in the Yedei Moshe, quote, going on this Medrash, the Gerim are only accepted into Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael are not at rest. However, when Klal Yisrael are at rest and things are good for them, as in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, Gerim are not accepted. Yaakov Avinu wanted to dwell in complete tranquility, which would have meant that Gerim would not have been accepted. Therefore, Yosef was sold into slavery, which caused Klal Yisrael themselves to become Gerim. What does Gerim mean? The strangers in a land that was not theirs. Mida keneged mida. Unbelievable what the Yedei Moshe is telling us. So Yaakov, if he would have been dwelling in complete tranquility, that would mean things are good for Klal Yisrael, then he would not have been able to megayer people. We wouldn't accept Gerim because things are good. We only accept things when things are not good. We're not so good. Maybe we can explain in the Yedei Moshe that perhaps by Yosef being sold and Yaakov not being in a state of tranquility, it allowed Yaakov to continue to work the work of his forefathers and bring Gerim into Klal Yisrael. Avram and Sarah, they brought many under the wings in the Tanfei Hashchinah. Yitzhak Avinu, it says, followed in the path as well. And Yaakov Avinu, had he been able to live in complete tranquility, he would not have been able to bring Gerim, and that's why he had the troubles with Yosef. It said in the Tosfos Bracha, the Rashi quotes in Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that tzaddikim cannot live in tranquility in this world. Zok the Tosfos Bracha, this is a printing mistake. The Medrash says that it is the Satan that said this and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Tosfos Bracha takes the position that Rashi is a printing mistake. Not that Rashi didn't know Chas V'Shalom, but rather the Medrash says it's the Satan that says this and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Teferes Yenison, Yaakov giving the Bracha to Yosef caused his brothers to be jealous of him, which precipitated his being sold by them. The Zayin HaKadosh says, the Yaakov's first thought was for Rachel, and therefore Yaakov gave the Bechira to Rachel's first child, Yosef. He really wanted to marry Rachel. It would seem that Yaakov was correct in giving Yosef the Bracha. Yaakov sought to rest in peace through the strength of the Brachos he received from his father. Yitzchak thought that he was giving the Bracha to Esau and not to Yaakov. Yaakov was of the opinion that the action is what matters and not the thought. And he was the actual one to receive the Bracha. So although his father, Yitzchak, thought that he was giving the Brachas to Esav, Abu Lamaisa, he gave it to Yaakov. If so, the brothers had a valid argument. Yaakov may have thought that Rachel was first. He planned on marrying Rachel. Abu Lamaisa, yet he married Leah first and had children with her first. Therefore, Yosef was sold by the brothers. Unbelievable chap. If Yaakov was believing that because the maises were matters and not the thought, and therefore when Yitzchak gave him the brachas, even though Yitzchak thought that it was Esav and not Yaakov, but the maisa, he gave it to Yaakov, the maisa, the actual maisa was to Yaakov. So therefore the Shvatim held that although Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel and thought he was marrying Rachel, Lamaisa he married Leah, and therefore the firstborn of Rachel does not have Kedima, should not come first. It says in the Ber Yosef, and Avraham Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there was a gzeira upon his children that they would be Gerim, strangers in a land that was not theirs for 400 years. Klal Yisrael were only in Mitzrayim for 210 years. However, the 400 years began from the birth of Yitzchak, who was a ger. Yaakov Avinu was a continuation of being a ger until the 400 years were over and Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Had Yaakov dwelled in tranquility during those years, it would not have counted those years as part of the 400 years, and Klal Yisrael would have been slaves in Mitzrayim longer. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon Yaakov the torment of Yosef, so that Yaakov would be a ger, and Klal Yisrael would leave Mitzrayim after only 210 years. But Yosef is telling us and teaching us tremendous yisoid. It looked terrible, it looked like a klala that Yaakov was getting punished, that Yosef, his son, he thought he was killed, it tormented Yaakov Avinu. It looks like a terrible thing, but Lamaisa, if I cared, it saved Gantz Klal Yisrael. All those years wouldn't have counted towards the 400 years, and the Gantz Klal Yisrael would have been slaves in Mitzrayim for longer, had Yaakov dwelt in tranquility, and therefore Yaakov had to have something happen to him, that the Rebbeinu Shalom caused something to happen, that Yosef was sold and thought he was killed, and because of that, Klal Yisrael got to leave Mitzrayim earlier. It says in the Mariah, why does the Pasuk say that Yaakov dwelled in the land of his fathers, sojourning? Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz migurei aviv. He dwelled in the land of his fathers, sojourning. Be'eretz Canaan, and in the land of Canaan. We know that his father sojourned in the land of Canaan. Why does it have to tell us? Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz migurei aviv. We're Eretz Canaan. We know that. While Yaakov was by Laban for 22 years, he was not able to mekayim kibbutz, and the mitzvah of Yishud Eretz Yisrael, living in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Two mitzvahs he was not able to keep. Yaakov now sought to dwell in the land of his father's sojourning. What does that mean? That Yaakov wanted to be mekayim kibbutz. He sought to dwell in Eretz Canaan. This teaches us that he sought to be mekayim the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. However, being that these mitzvahs are ones, they must be done all the time, one cannot make up for missing the mitzvah. You have to always do it. So if you missed part of the time, you can't make it up, because you always have to be doing it. Yaakov missed out being mekayim these mitzvahs for 22 years, and as a kapara for Yaakov, Yosef was taken away from him for 22 years. So Yaakov wanted to be mekayim kibbutz. Perhaps we can explain on this, Mariah, and explain why, another reason why it says Be'eretz Canaan. Why does the Pasuk tell us that he wanted to dwell Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Canaan? Perhaps we can explain one step weiter past the Mariah. Yaakov Avinu, he was not able to mekayim both mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kibbutz and the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What is Kibbutz? What is Kibbutz? There's a famous Maaseh the Gemara tells us with Dalma ben Asina that he had an opportunity to have tremendous profits. He was going to sell, because that the Chachamim came and they wanted to purchase a stone. It was very valuable, but his father was sleeping, and the only way to get the stone was to wake his father up. And Dalma ben Asina said he's not going to wake his father up, even at the loss of money. And the Chachamim went up more and more, and he says, no, I will not sell. I will not sell. My father is sleeping. Keep it off. Let's think about this. If you were the father, and your son were to tell you that, you know, a couple hours ago, you were sleeping, I had the opportunity to sell, I don't know, you have a plastic plate, and I had the opportunity to sell your plastic plate for $100,000. And I didn't wake you up, because I thought that you wouldn't, I keep it up, I didn't wake you up. So we lost $100,000, we could have sold the plate for $100,000. Are you going to be happy? You're going to say, wow, my son, what unbelievable, midos, keep it off, didn't wake me up. You'd be like, you should have woken me up, I could have made $100,000. Dama ben Asina, he had a stone. Maybe it's not a perfect example that it was a stone that did have value, but nothing close to what the Chachamim ended up offering him. Nowhere in the ballpark. He could have made a fortune on this. And his father, and it didn't wake him up. Some explained, and the Rishonim talk about it, that maybe Dama ben Asina's father was a Shaita, because otherwise Yitaka would be one woken up. But what's the Yisayit? The Yisayit is that you can be Mekayim Kibirav by doing something that your father wants or your mother wants, even if they're not there and they're not seeing it. So there's two types of kibbut avayim. You can serve your parents, you can give them food, you can speak to them with respect, kibbut avayim. And then there's doing what your parents want. You make your parents proud. Your parents are happy that you're doing what they believe is right, and you're following in their ways. That's also kibbut av. That's also kibbut avayim. So the pasuk is telling us that Yaakov Avinu, vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv be'eretz Canaan. He dwelled in the Eretz Megurei Aviv, in the land of his father's sojourning. What does that mean? That means that he was trying to be Mekayim over here, Kibbut Av, and he was, the Panemius of Kibbut Av. His father would want him to live in the same place that he lived in Eretz Yisrael. That's our land, that's the Klal Yisrael's land. So the Pasuk is telling us, not only did he live in Eretz Canaan, which is the second part of Eretz Yisrael, but it was also the Eretz Megurei Aviv, Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibbut Av, both of these mitzvahs that he was not able to Mekayim the 22 years that he was by Lavan. It says in the Ramshik, the Yaakov sought to dwell in tranquility and spread the name of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had other plans. Yosef was sold into slavery, which ultimately brought about Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, which caused the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be known throughout the world in a grand fashion. The Marish Life says in the Gemara in Brachas, she called Ovid Rachmana Latav Ovid. Yaakov teaches us that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good. With this emunah, one sweetens judgment and can change din to rachamim. One can change tsara, something of pain, to tsayhar. Switch around the letters, the resh and the hey at the end of the word tsara, and you have light. Tsayhar, light. For one knows that everything is really for good. Yaakov sought to dwell in peace, even with Yosef being sold. Yaakov was teaching Klal Yisrael, no matter what the situation, we must always remember that everything that Hashem does is for good. Tzoyhar, light. This coming week, Me'at Hashem, we have the great Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Yom Tov of lights. We light Neiros. The Neiros represent the light and the darkness. We're in Golos, and there's a terrible darkness. It's sometimes hard to see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's here. We have to turn on the light. We can turn tzara into tzoyhar. We can take the tzara and make it into light. We light the candles when a person lighting Chanukah left. There was tremendous darkness in the times of the Chashmonaim. Terrible darkness. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made an ace. The lights, the candles, we don't even, that's the focus, not the winning the Melchama. That's not the focus. What do? We light candles. That was a tremendous chavivus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that he allowed Klal Yisrael to find a Pach Shemen, and then made a tremendous nace that for 8 days the candles burned. What does that represent? It represents light, light in this world. The light comes from the Menorah, the source, which we know the Menorah is connected, the Torah HaKadosha. The light, the true light in this world. That is what we have to focus on. And in that way we can turn Tzara into Tzoyar. It says in the Teferet Shleima, Kol Echa, the Teferet Shleima on Mayadim, in Chanukah. He says, Kol echad tarech lehechen atzma elias kli machzik bracho kedusha. Every individual must prepare himself to be a vessel, a kli, which can contain bracha and kedusha. There was a great miracle on Hanukkah, that there was oil enough for one night that lasted for 8 nights. Fechter Teferi Shleima, the famous Kasha, what was the nes of the first night? There was enough for one night. So the first night really wasn't a nes. Zogt Teferi Shleima. The preparation one does for a mitzvah becomes part of the mitzvah. The Gemara in Beya, Naflamet says, Toisvis Shabbos. When one adds for Shabbos, he adds on to Shabbos, he mekabel Shabbos early. Is it deraisa? Just as Shabbos is deraisa. The Zohar Kodesh says that when one enters Shabbos with extra preparation, it becomes pure and holy so that the Sitra Achra has no place there. Preparation is the handle, it's the yad of the mitzvah. It is the beginning of the mitzvah. The first night that they lit the menorah was as a preparation for all of the other days which the candle remained lit through a great miracle. Zogt Teferi Shleima. Therefore, the first night is considered as part of the miracle of the other nights. It's part of the nes. The first night was also part of it because it was hachana, preparation. Perhaps we can explain according to the Teferi Shleima why the sugya of Hanukkah, if you want to know about Hanukkah in the Gemara, it's in Masechta Shabbos because of this connection between Tosfos Shabbos and Hanukkah. The Gemara says it says in Aderes Elio on the Haftarah on Parashas Vayeshev, Im Tiyaro Be'ir V'Hashem Layosa. Could there be misfortune in the city if Hashem did not cause it? The Navi is coming to be Menachem to console Klal Yisrael on their tzaras and their long bitter galus. Klal Yisrael must know that it is all for their good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to achieve a tikkun as soon as possible, thereby causing the geula. When tzaras occur, you must realize the source of all tzaras, they are all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only wants good for us. Everything that called the Avad Rachmona L'Tav Avad. What is Rashi telling us? The Sultan asks, is it not enough that Tzaddikim at tranquility prepares for the Me'olam Haba? They should have it in this world also? What is the meaning of tranquil? Yaakov Avinu saw tranquility in this world so they could further his Avodas Hashem. The Sultan thought that Yaakov was looking for tranquility for Ruchnius, for he had a Haftacha that he would receive Olam Haba if he outlived all of his children. Therefore the troubles of Yosef were thrust upon Yaakov Avinu. He did not know if Yosef was alive, which would nullify his Haftacha. Nonetheless, Yaakov Avinu realized that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good. Yaakov sought tranquility for his Avodas Hashem. He was looking for tranquility so he could do nothing but fulfill his Avodas Hashem. Wherever Hashem would take him, he needed to be prepared to accept and recognize that it is for good. We must prepare ourselves for everything that comes our way and say the words, Kol Ovid Rachmona L'Tav Ovid. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good. It's good for us. We light the menorah even on the first night of Hanukkah, for that too was part of the nes. They had enough oil for the first night. But perhaps the lighting of the first night represents the recognition that even the terrible decrees against Klal Yisrael were for their good. So in addition to being a preparation, perhaps we can explain that the first night, you know what the first night is? It's to just to sit back and let the Rebbeinu Shel Olam run the world, which he does without questioning him. We can't stop the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does, but we need to sit back and say, Kol Ovid Rachmona L'Tav Ovid. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our good. We're living in dark times. So many tzaras in Klal Yisrael. On Nebuch, Nebuch, we see and we say Nebuch. And on a physical level, it's Taka Nebuch. But we have to work on our emunah. We have to prepare for Mashiach coming, and we have to prepare for the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. It's not Hanukkah yet, but we have to start preparing. How can we prepare for Hanukkah? Aside from preparing the candles and the getting oil and the menorah, whatever else we need to light the candles and donuts, whatever we need to prepare for Hanukkah, but in our minds, to prepare our minds, our neshama for Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is a time where the Rabbeinu Shalom is, the light is coming down, this tremendous light beaming through. It's there. We have to take advantage of it. To recognize, look what the Rabbeinu Shalom did for us. Even the Yaakov Avinu that he had looked to be terrible tzareis. In fact, it was tzareis that allowed Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim earlier. If not for those tzareis, it wouldn't have been encountered in the years of the 400 years, and Klal Yisrael as a whole would have been stuck in the Tumas Mitzrayim for more years. Call the Ovid Rachmon Otav Ovid. This is the message of Hanukkah. Everything that the Baruch Shalom does is for our good. We have to believe it, and we should be Zeichataka to see the ultimate Geula. We'll be able to see that everything is for our good. Hey, Yemenu, Amen. Have a good Shabbos.